I thought, always a positive sign when you get a great result like you did at the weekend, is to then go up and back it up with the next performance. You must be delighted with the points again.
Yeah, I said it's a performance to be delighted, a performance to be happy, to be pleased. But the main thing that I am really proud of the players, of the spirit, not just the players who started the game, the players who went from the bench, the players who stayed in the bench. They were helping and shouting, trying to support their teammates. And I think since I arrived here, I wanted to build this spirit. And when you have this spirit, when you have this group of players, I said a few weeks ago that the crowd should be patient, especially with this group of players, because they deserve credit, and they showed why I was saying that.
I think we have to talk about the two halves separately. The first half was the continuation of the second half at Bristol City, in that very comfortable on the ball, and real delight to see John Terrell showing us what he's got with those two goals.
Yeah, I'm really pleased for him because he started well the first game against Brentford, and then he got injured, then he wasn't on the team, and the last two games he's been brilliant. He is not able to play 90 minutes now, but again the 60-70 minutes which he's on the pitch, he's really good. His quality, he's helping us a lot in terms of defend. And it's good, and we've had to be a few months without him, and with him on the pitch, everything is better.
In the second half, everything got complicated. The first yellow card for Harley Dean seemed a nonsense from a distance. We haven't had a second chance to look at the penalty incident. What do you make of it?
I don't know, because I haven't seen the penalty, I haven't seen the yellow card, I haven't seen our goal, but I said to the referee, the biggest mistake that you can make is when you want to compensate. And if you think that you make a mistake because our goal, I don't know who's told me that maybe it was offside, and then you go to the second half trying to compensate the opponent, I think is the biggest mistake, because everybody can understand one mistake, and I think the second half it was mistake by mistake by mistake. And then we were really good, because sometimes you get lost, not just on the pitch or in terms of organization. You lose your mind and you finish the game with two or three players less, and the players were amazing on the pitch.
Neil Etheridge making such an important save for you from the penalty.
Yeah, once again, and I said a few weeks ago that he's one of the best keeper in the league. We are really grateful that he's here, but today he had another 17, 18, 19 players supporting.
And the other thing that's heartwarming for you as head coach is that with 10 men and with the three substitutes who came on, the attitude, the determination, the grit that they showed to see you over the final whistle.
Yeah, amazing. And I said this, it would have been impossible to create this spirit we hadn't built a strong squad. And I knew in the beginning, and I knew, and I was hearing some critics, but I said since the beginning that I am really calm, I am really confident with this group of players, and for sure we are going to lose games again, because now everybody's over the moon and everybody's thinking about the playoffs and promotion. But we can't forget, and one thing that is clear is that we are not as good as everybody is thinking now, and we weren't as bad as we were after Wycombe, for example.
And just finally, Jeremy Bella obviously picked up a knock in the shooting drill. What news of him at the moment?
I don't know. I have to speak with the medical department. He fell just in the last shot in the warm-up. But, sometimes a bad news gives you a very good news. And the game that Lico played today has been amazing.